الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The merciful Prophet, the comforter of the hearts, the mercy of the universe, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has stated, recitation of salat upon me is noor. It is light on the bridge of sirat. Therefore, whoever recites salat upon me 80 times on a Friday, 80 years of his sins will be forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyallah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, once again, we welcome you to the beautiful silsilas on Madani Channel, known as the Laws of Salah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, we have now completed many, many aspects as far as Salah is concerned. We discussed the beautification of Salah, the importance of Salah, the benefits and the barakah and blessings in Salah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Today we would also learn, or we would continue regarding the seven faraid of Salah. We had mentioned in the previous episode regarding four faraid amongst the seven faraid of Salah. Today as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will complete this chapter, as well as we are going to learn about the sunan of salah. What are the sunnas of salah? As we have learned the preconditions of salah, like we had learned about how many conditions are there in salah, today inshallah azza wa jal, we will learn about the seven faraid of salah, as well as what are the 96 sunan of salah. Subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, 96 sunnats in salah. Have we ever pondered upon them? Have we ever tried to know what are the sunan in salah? There is sunan in takbir at-tahrima. There are sunnas when you stand. There are sunnas in ruku, in sujood, in tashahud. In every action of your salah, there are sunnas. Have we learnt the sunnas? So there is a beautiful opportunity for one and all. Before we proceed with this program, a humble appeal to all the viewers of Madani Channel. Let's make good intentions. Why? Because without any niyyah, without any good intention, there is no reward. As our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in a hadith, niyyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, that the intention of a believer is greater than his action. So inshallah, come dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's make good intentions so that we could learn ilmi deen. And this should be for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And whatever good you are going to learn, you would teach it to others. Any good thing you hear about the Holy Quran, about the recitation of the Holy Quran, you should teach it to others. As embodiment of Noor, the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ, that the best person amongst you is the one who learnt the Holy Quran and taught it to others in the form of Quran, in the form of namaz, anything that you have learnt, teach it to others so that others may also benefit from this. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, as we discuss the importance of Salah, in this day and time, we neglect our Salah to this extent that the Adhan has gone. But we become so careless, we become so negligent, that we are ready to sacrifice the time of Salah. We are ready to give up Salah, but we are not ready to give up the activities of this dunya. We would do every other kind of activity, but we have no attachment to Salah. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, to motivate one and all, inshallah, today I'm going to narrate a very beautiful story, an incident of a great personality. And from this, we are going to derive how did the pious predecessors love to do good deeds. They used to gain a certain kind of joy and happiness and tranquility that they used to get in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. If it came to recite the Holy Quran, if it came for Salah, Allahu Akbar, like Hazrat Uthman Ghani, the compiler of the Holy Quran, it is mentioned about him that every day Amirul Mu'mineen Hazrat Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would take the Holy Quran and he would kiss the Holy Quran, and after kissing the Holy Quran he would keep it and place it against his chest, and tears would flood into his eyes and he would cry and say, this is the kalam of my Rabb Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the kalam of my Allah. This is the words of my Lord. Being Amirul Mu'mineen, being a companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this is the direct teachings of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They had this kind of connection with the Holy Quran. When would we give priority to Quran? When would we make it a habit to recite the Holy Quran on a daily basis? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, namaz hi le lein. Namaz ke taluk se aise aise awliya-e kiram is dunya mein guzre hain. Allahu Akbar, tariq gawah hai. If you open the history and you read about them, you will be extremely astonished and amazed that how much of attachment they had with Salah. And today we exist. We take their names and we say that we love them. We prepare niyaz on their names. We make fatiha on their names. We feed people on their names. But we do not follow what they say. Allahu Akbar. Listen about this great companion, Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Thabit Bunani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, used to complete the recitation of the Holy Quran not once in a month, not once in a year, but it is mentioned that every single day this great personality will finish one Quran. He would complete one Quran on a daily basis. And besides that, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi would always observe fast during the day and offer Nawafil Salah during the nights. Throughout the night, he will be engaged in Salah, in Nawafil, in Ibadat. During the day, he would fast and he would complete one Quran on a daily basis. Furthermore, it is mentioned that he would always offer 2 raka'at of Nafil Salah in every masjid he passed. This is not just a story, this is a reality. That this great Sheikh, any masjid that he would pass by, he would read and perform 2 raka'at nafil salah. As it is mentioned, this salah is known as Tahiyyatul Masjid. Revealing the blessings bestowed upon him, he says, I have completed the recitation of the entire Quran and I have wept in the court of my Lord Azza wa Jal next to each and every pillar of the Jami'a Masjid. Look at his sincerity. Look at that kind of piety and taqwa that these great personalities had. He says that I cried in the court of my Rabb Azza wa Jal next to every pillar in the Jami'a Masjid. Allahu Akbar. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had exceptional love for Salah and for the recitation of the Holy Quran. And the extent of the blessings upon him is mentioned. After his passing away, after his demise from this dunya, during the burial, suddenly a brick slipped and fell into the grave. When some people leaned in to pick up the brick, they were amazed to see that the Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was standing in his grave and offering salah, Allahu Akbar. When his family members were asked about that, his respected daughter said, "My honorable father, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would make the following supplication every single day." What supplication he used to make? She says, he used to say, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, if you grant anybody the blessings of offering salah in his grave after death, then privilege me to do with such a blessing." Allahu Akbar. If you ever grant anyone the opportunity, teri di hui tawfiq se, agar kisi ko ye ijazat ho, ki marne ke baad qabr mein wo namaz padhe, Mawla wahdahu la shariq, grant me that blessing, grant me this opportunity, that I want to stand in my qabr, I want to be in my grave, and I want to recite Nawafil Salah. Allahu Akbar. This was the level of Iman. This was the strength of his faith, that he would supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, not asking for the materialistic things of this world, but look what he's asking for. Oh Allah, grant me the opportunity to perform Salah in the qabr, if this will ever be granted to any Muslim in the dunya. It is reported that whenever people would pass close by the blessed qabr of the Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, they would hear the utterance of the recitation of the Holy Quran coming from inside the grave. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because in the dunya, in the world, they proved their attachment with the deen. They proved their love and sincerity and connection with namaz, with salah, with ibadat, with the recitation of the Holy Quran. And after death as well, after their demise, Allah Azza wa Jal continues to shower His mercy and blessings upon these pious predecessors. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, after understanding the spirit, after understanding how important it is for us to become true devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so that we may follow the instructions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, let's learn about salah correctly. And after learning about salah, let's start to implement these things in our salah, in our daily basis. It's never too late to learn ilm-e-deen, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. Come, let's learn about the 7 fara'id of salah. As we mentioned, number 1 is takbir-e-tahrima. This will be a little repetition, so that we may be on the same page. So inshallah, a few Madani pools that was discussed in the previous episode would be repeated, so that those that haven't heard would learn from the very beginning. What are the 7 fara'id of salah? Number 1, takbir-e-tahreema. Number 2, qiyam. Number 3, qira'at. Number 4, ruku. Number 5, sujood. Number 6, qa'da-e akhira. Number 7, khuruj bi sun'ihi. So these are the 7 compulsory acts in salah, the 7 fara'id of salah. So we had already explained the definition of takbir-e-tahreema, but just for those people, for those viewers of Madani Channel that haven't heard about this, takbir-e-tahreema is also called takbir-e-ula. And takbir-e-ula is one of the preconditions of salah. The 6 preconditions that was mentioned, takbir-e-tahreema is one of them. And this is also included in the fara'id because it is closely attached to the acts of salah. Therefore, the 2nd is qiyam. A very brief introduction for those that haven't heard. The least level of qiyam is that if the hands are stretched, they should not reach the knees, whereas complete qiyam is to stand erect. If one has to stand straight for salah, what is the level or what is the measurement of him standing straight? So it is mentioned that if his hands are stretched down, they should not reach the knees if he has to stretch them down. Rather, he should still be straight. And if he is completely straight and erect, that is called qiyam. And this is the fulfillment of the 2nd fard of salah, which is called qiyam. The duration of Qiyam and that of Qira'at is the same. Standing in Qiyam is Fard, Wajib, or Sunnah, for as long as Fard Qira'at, Wajib Qira'at, or Sunnah Qira'at requires respectively. So the second is completed, which is Qiyam. Likewise, the third Fard of Salah is called Qira'at. Qira'at means pronouncing each and every letter from its correct place of origin, so that each letter is quite distinct from each and other. This is one very important Madani pool, dear viewers of Madani channel, that we should learn about the proper pronunciation of the Holy Quran. Unfortunately, our makharij, the origin from where the voice comes out, we haven't learned about this. And if we had learned, there is no practice because we have forgotten it. What you had learned 20 years ago and what you are doing now, it could be possible that you have forgotten how to pronounce these words. And as time goes, people do forget the rules and regulations of tajweed. So therefore, one should make an attempt of correcting his tajweed by a proper qari who knows, who is an expert as far as the recitation of the Holy Quran is concerned. Even when reciting in a low volume, it is necessary for the reciter to hear his own voice of recitation. If the letters are pronounced correctly, but not loud enough for the reciter to hear himself, and there is no obstruction such as noise or the problem of a hard hearing either, the salah will not be valid in this case. So now do you know how important it is for one to hear his own voice? That if there is no obstructions in between, there are no obstacles whatsoever. It's possible that if he reads loud, he will be able to hear himself, but still deliberately he does not read, then such salah will not be valid. Allahu Akbar. Although it is necessary for the reciter to listen to the voice of the recitation himself, the sound should not reach others in sirri salah, the salah in which recitation is done in a low volume. Similarly, listening to the voice of recitation while reciting tasbih, etc., is also necessary, as we just mentioned. However, I'm just repeating these things so that those viewers of Madani channel that haven't heard the previous episode should know what was discussed in the previous episodes. However, dear viewers of Madani channel, pronunciation of the Holy Quran is really, really important. We have honestly neglected this department. We do not know what is the actual differences between certain letters, which is really important for us to know, because why? If the letters are not pronounced from its original place, then the meaning of the Holy Quran would surely change. Allahu Akbar. Let's listen to a great fatwa written by the leader of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Al-Hajj Al-Hafiz Al-Qari Al-Shaykh Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmatul Rahman. He has stated, without doubt, to learn enough tajweed that one is able to correctly pronounce each and every letter and save himself from mistakes in recitation is fardul ayn. In other words, it is compulsory upon every individual to make sure that he is pronouncing the words from his original makharij. For example, what is the difference between ta and ta? Seen, sword, sa. Now, it's not simple. One can only learn how to pronounce these words correctly if he practices them. But if there's no practice whatsoever, and he just reads like the way he wants to read, then indeed, the meaning of a word becomes fasid. It becomes wrong. As a result of changing the sound of a letter, salah will not be valid. And this is extracted from Bahare Shari'at. Allahu Akbar. For example, if somebody says Azim instead of Azim, with a Za instead of a Va, in Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim, when you go into Ruku, one says the tasbih that's recited in Ruku, it's known as Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. And if somebody says Subhana Rabbi al-Azim with a Za, his Salah will become invalid. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, if somebody cannot utter Azim properly, he should utter Subhana Rabbiyal Kareem. If you have a problem that you can just not say Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem with a Za, Ta, Za, not with a Za. If somebody cannot pronounce this letter Za correctly, then the ulama have mentioned that he should say Subhana Rabbiyal Kareem. Subhana Rabbiyal Kareem. Subhana Rabbiyal Kareem. Instead of Subhana Rabbiyal Azeem. Allahu Akbar. Now have you known how important it is for one to recite the Holy Quran in a proper tone, proper recitation? So dear viewers of Madani Channel, pronunciation, qiraat, focus on your qiraat. Ki hum jo pad rahe hain, sahi tarike se pad rahe hain ki nahi pad rahe. There is an opportunity for you. It's not too late. If you are busy, no problem. Join the Madani Qafilas. In these Madani Qafilas, they teach in that how to recite the Quran with proper tajweed. So test yourself, because why? There's nothing to feel shy about. This is related to the deen. This is related to your akhirah. For the betterment for yourself in this dunya and in the after. So inshallah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, after qiraat, the fourth condition, the fourth fard of salah is called ruku. As we had just mentioned about ruku, the level of ruku is to bend forward to such an extent that if the hands are stretched, they should reach the knees, while complete ruku is to keep the back horizontally straight. The beloved Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jal sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Azza wa Jal does not see mercifully at such a salah of the person in which he does not straighten his back during ruku and sujood. Allahu Akbar. The fifth fard of salah, from amongst the seven, the fifth is known as sujood, sajda. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, I have been commanded to perform sajda on seven bones. Number one, the face, and both the hands, both the knees, finger sets of both the feet. I have also been commanded not to fold clothes and hair. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, two sujood are fard in each rak'at. It is necessary that the forehead properly rests on the ground. If someone performs sajda in such a way that his forehead did not properly rest on the ground, sajda would not be valid. Allahu Akbar. If the sajda is not done like it's supposed to be done, whilst the nose, not the tip of the nose, rather the nose bone, the nasal bone of the nose, should rest on the ground, and the forehead should also be flat on the ground, where one should feel the hardness of the surface, the hardness of the ground should be felt on the head, then one's sajda will be done correctly. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the position of sajda. So we should make sajda correctly, and after sajda, the sixth condition is called qa'adaye akhira. After the completion of all rak'ats of salah, it is fard to sit in qa'da for the amount of time in which complete tashahud, meaning at-tahiyyat up to wa rasuluh, is recited. After that is khuruj bi sun'ihi, which is the seventh fard of salah. Khuruj bi sun'ihi, meaning after qa'da akhira, deliberately saying salam, talking, or any other such act that finishes the salah. This is the meaning of khuruj bi sun'ihi. However, if any other deliberate act except salam was found, repeating such a salah will be wajib. And if any such act was found without intention, the salah will be invalid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us practicing Muslims. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyullah.
Over there, namaz will help you, namaz will to see Allah. Over there, namaz will help you, namaz will to attain Jannah.